Random House Audio presents The Rathbones by Janice Clark. Read for you by Aaron Spencer, Cassandra Campbell, Malcolm Campbell, and Gabrielle Dekeer. Prologue. Moses knows what will happen. Not just how the trials will go today, or what the fathers will do when their golden sons fail, and how the boys' mothers will bear it. The green of his eyes has long since been burned away by the sun on the sea, and there is no window in the little room. But he sees it all anyway, from his high blue bed. He sees the whole sweep of it. The great herds of sperm whales that once streamed along the coast have already thinned and will soon disappear. Fleets of ships are being built with holds deep enough to provision the long voyages required to find fresh pods, to the Pacific, to the Azores, and the Indian Ocean. Boys no longer climb the watchtowers that line the shore to look for whales. Instead, they climb to crow's nests at the tops of masts. The towers on shore will soon be torn down, their timbers used to frame the houses of captains and merchants, which will rise in the hills above the harbors as the whale gold continues to flow. Captains' wives will conduct their own searches of the sea from the widows' walks at the tops of the houses. Other towers will rise. Moses closes his eyes and sees them. The derricks, first of wood, then of steel, sprouting up across the sea of prairie. He feels the rumble as the dark fountains surge up and spray across the sky. He sees black oil replace the white spermaceti.